Hey, this is John Workman, host of Stuff Electricians Should Know, the podcast, as well as creator of electricianslibrary.com. Now, if you've followed me for any amount of time, you know that we've done over 100 episodes of Stuff Electricians Should Know. And before this, we had a podcast called The Weekly Buzz, where we recorded over 30 episodes of that as well. And they are 100% free, and we'll continue to make these 100% free. Love doing them, love putting them together, giving you this free educational resource to help you out. Now, to help keep this free, I've decided to write a book called Rules for Electricians. And this is the first volume in a 3-volume set of rules for electricians, rules that you should know to help yourself be better each and every single day in this amazing trade that you're involved in. So you can head over to www.rulesforelectricians.com and you can check it out, give you a brief explanation of the rules that you're going to find in the book and how they can help you. And by you supporting this book, you will help to support this podcast and the other resources that we have to keep them free for anybody who wants to learn and better themselves in the trade. So head over to rulesforelectricians.com, check it out, and show us a little love and get your copy today. Welcome to Stuff Electricians Should Know. My name is John Workman, your host, and welcome back to another episode. Excited to be back, excited to bring you some more information, some tidbits of knowledge that can hopefully help you in your career, your life, and whatever else you might be able to apply it to. So thanks for joining in. And before we get started in today's topic, just want to tell you about Rules for Electricians, new book that I put together that I'm excited to get into your hands. 100 rules for electricians that can help you in your daily activities, help you in your job. You know, basically just some of the written rules, some of the unwritten rules that are now written that'll be there to help you if you're willing to follow them. Now, a lot of people don't like to follow rules, and if you don't like to follow rules, then I guess you probably won't like the book, but there are a lot of things that are out there, a lot of things that you can apply to your life that are gonna make it better that are contained in this book. So just want to let you know about that. Head over to rulesforelectricians.com, and you can get your calloused, work, soiled hands on your very own copy. We'll get it out to you as soon as possible. So rulesforelectricians.com, and get yourself a copy today. So let's get into today's topic, 3 myths about project management. On the last episode of Stuff Electricians Should Know, you remember we got into project management a little bit, and I want to talk about 3 myths concerning project management that sometimes the little guys allow to get in their way so that they don't take the steps to managing projects properly. So let's just jump into the first myth. First myth about project management is that you have to have a big company for project management to even be necessary. And that is a complete lie. Even if you are a one-man band, learning how to manage a project properly is going to absolutely change your business. You know, in the case of job size, it really doesn't matter what size your company is. You know, there is a kind of a certain order to the way that jobs go. You know, there's a customer or an end user, and you've got to get the job done. You've got to get done what they need done to make them happy, for you to get a paycheck.
It really doesn't matter, even if it's just simply changing out receptacles in an old house. You still want to do the best job that you can for your customer, and that way you'll have a better chance of having them be repeat customers or lifelong customers. You know, there's maybe actually a little bit of an advantage to being a smaller guy, actually. You're a little more versatile. You can do a lot more things, but you still need to operate by sound principles and know how to manage the jobs that you do get. So it does not matter how big your company is. You just need to make sure that you know how to manage the job properly. Second myth is that it has to be a big job. Now, job size is really just an issue of, you know, kind of relativeness, you know. It's all relative. Everything's just relative. You know, if you're a one-man show, then a $10,000 job might be a big job to you. Now, if you're a multi-million dollar contracting company, you know, a $10,000 job may not even be worth looking at for you. But it's all relative. But every job basically has the same framework. The four B's: you're bidding, you're buying, you're building, and you're billing. Okay, you're doing these four things no matter what job, what size the job is. So you just need to make sure that you know how to do these things. It doesn't matter the size of the job, because you still got to be efficient in all of the things that you do. The small jobs, especially for the smaller contractors, are just as important as the big jobs. Now, myth number three, you know, we've talked about not needing to be a big company or not having to be a big company. It doesn't have to be a big job. And the last thing is, you know, doesn't the job have to be worth a lot of money to warrant knowing how to manage a project? Absolutely not. The money amount doesn't matter. It goes back to efficiency. Okay, the more efficient you are, the more money you can make. It doesn't matter the dollar amount of the job. You know, it's just the biggest thing about the dollar amount is on the smaller jobs, the little mistakes hurt more than on the bigger jobs. So that is one more piece of motivation for you to learn how to manage a project, is if you are on a smaller job and start making all some of these mistakes on these smaller jobs, it's going to end up costing you a bigger portion of the pie on that job. So if you are serious about learning how to manage a project, be a project manager, I've got a new course that members of Stuff Electricians Should Know University, SESKU, already have their hands on, but I'm going to make it available to you here very soon, called the Project Management Blueprint. And keep your eyes out for that. It is it's awesome. It's going to help you walk you through the process from beginning to end and teach you a few new things that you may not have been aware of that impact your job severely. So keep an eye out for that Project Management Blueprint coming soon, and it's going to help you no matter what size the job, no matter how big, how small, how big your company is, how small your company is. It's going to help you get the job done, get it done right, and put the most amount of money in your pocket possible. So thanks again for listening to this episode of Stuff Electricians Should Know. Once again, just a reminder, head over to rulesforelectricians.com. Get your hands on a copy of my new book, Rules for Electricians, Volume 1. There are Volume 2 and Volume 3 actually in the works right now, which is going to be awesome. We'll have a trilogy there of the rules for electricians. So thanks again for tuning in, and hopefully you are having a great week. Glad to be back with you this week, and until next time, I'm John Workman. Stay grounded.